Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is Wednesday afternoon. I've got a small window of time here that I want to use wisely, and I have an article in front of me entitled Ryan GOP Budget is an Alternative to Debt Decline. This one's brought to us by Lucy Madison, CBS News, but there are numerous articles available. If you Google the Ryan budget, you'll get a plethora of choices to read on what's going on with the Republicans and their effort to introduce to us a new budget for the up-and-coming year. Now, what should we think of this as a Christian? On one side, there is the idea that we've got to spend less, reduce the deficit. On the other side is the federal government has a responsibility to provide for the less fortunate in society. And you have heard the president mention the word fair numerous times on numerous speeches, the effort to make things fair. In this article, there is an accusation that the Ryan plan will give millionaires a $150,000 tax cut and that the middle class and the poor in America are going to have to help pay the burden of reducing the deficit. And the argument is that the middle class and the poor in America should not have to pay to reduce the deficit. In fact, it should be just the opposite, that the federal government should help these people be less poor. So the question becomes, what is the role of the federal government? And if you're looking to understand the role of the federal government more, you need to study Romans chapter number 13. If you're wanting to get a better idea concerning what we should do with deficit reduction, unemployment, the poor, let me share with you a few thoughts from the Word of God. You're going to have to make a decision real soon. Who are you going to vote for? Will you vote for a Republican? Will you vote for a Democrat? Will you vote for an independent? Will you vote for someone who sees the federal government as an agency responsible for providing for the needs of the less fortunate? Or will you see the federal government in a limited role with a responsibility of punishing those who seek to do evil, defending the nation? Those are pretty significantly different ideas. What does the Bible say about this? What should we think about entitlements? What should we think about welfare? How much should a nation go in debt? $15 trillion? $20 trillion? Here's a thought for you. It comes to us from 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3, verse 10. The Apostle Paul is our author, and he writes to the church of Thessalonica, and this is what he says. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Did you get that? It's a real simple verse. It's pretty clear. It's not a proverb. It's not an Old Testament law. No, it's written by an apostle of Jesus Christ to a New Testament church. It'd be pretty hard to argue that this verse doesn't have relevancy to today's culture. It would be pretty hard to write that this was Paul's opinion when he writes as an apostle of the Lord Jesus, when he says, "This we commanded you." What then is God's plan to protect people from poverty? If you, Pastor Sean, are arguing that the federal government doesn't have a responsibility to protect people from poverty, then what is the answer? What is God's answer to poverty? Well, let me give it to you. It's a four-letter word. It's the word work. W-O-R-K. Work. Work is God's plan to protect people from poverty. Welfare is not God's plan. Welfare is not biblical. Work is biblical. Compassion is biblical. Love is God-like. However, getting paid to do nothing is not biblical. Getting paid to do nothing is not biblical. How much money has the federal government paid in unemployment benefits to people? Billions of dollars. Billions. Billions of dollars are being shelled out so that people can sit at home and collect a paycheck. How can a Christian vote for a politician that enacts anti-biblical legislation? Legislation that enables people. In my view, there are only two reasons why someone would vote for a politician that supports an entitlement enabling mentality. Reason number one is ignorance. This is a new Christian. This Christian has not been taught the Word of God. This church Christian has not been taught these types of ideas. He or she doesn't understand that God's plan is for hunger. That's right, hunger to be a motivation to work. This Christian is not aware of the clear biblical directive, you don't work, you don't eat. Then what then could be another reason why a Christian would vote for a politician that supports an entitlement enabling mentality? Reason number two would be rebellion. This Christian doesn't care about the application of truth from God's Word. They simply disregard the Bible. It's old, antiquated, doesn't have relevance for today. This would be a Christian who believes that social justice takes precedence over the Word of God. This would be a Christian who would describe themselves as progressive. Ultimately, this is rebellion against God. But you say, listening back to me, speaking back, but what if someone cannot work? I say that's a reasonable question. And the Bible addresses that directly. First, the family has a responsibility to care for those members. The family. The extended family. This is a family problem. The family brings the person into their home. The person provides for whatever they have. It's not the federal government's responsibility. It's the family's problem. Paul, again, in 1 Timothy 5:8, makes it perfectly clear that a person who does not provide for his own, and especially those for his own house, has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Then Paul goes on to explain that those without family who have a legitimate need should be provided for by the church. Acts chapter 6, we have a distribution going on to those in need, most specifically widows. 1 Timothy 5, there's a list that's made. A list of those who are qualified to receive aid from the church. These are people that are connected to the church. These people have a relationship with Christ. They legitimately cannot work and spiritually minister as prayer warriors. Read the chapter yourself. Please recognize tonight that it is a liberal, progressive, social justice ideal that the federal government will eliminate poverty. But hear me clearly. Poverty will never be eliminated until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. Jesus said, "You will always have the poor with you," Mark 14:7. Poverty cannot be eliminated because laziness is a sin in all human beings that will never be completely defeated because all will not be saved. This is just a fact. It sounds harsh, but it's just the way it is. We should seek to do good to all, and especially those in the family of God, as Paul wrote in Galatians 6:10. But the reality is, we will not be able to eliminate poverty. In fact, eliminating poverty is an impossibility. The welfare state makes the problem worse. Have you watched the 3-minute documentary on YouTube about Obama bucks? Let's listen to it right now. All right, this video is only 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and it's made by Alexandra Pelosi. And we're in New York City, and we're outside a welfare office. Listen now.
Hey, Bill. I'm here in New York. This is where I live, across from the welfare office. Meet Joe, the doorman.
16 years I've been working at this address, and for 16 years people are walking by this building with a white piece of paper in their hand looking perplexed, and they come up freely and they say, I'm looking for the welfare office, or I'm looking for social services, or I'm looking for food stamps. I see that most of them are able-bodied. They don't look like they're handicapped in any way. They just look like...
We're watching a man do push-ups, by the way. That's what we're doing. We're watching a man doing push-ups.
Like they don't want to work, and it's really, really hard to look at this and say, I come to work every day, why can't you?
I'm here trying to get some Obama bucks. That's what I'm doing, trying to get some Obama money.
I am here to get some benefits. Now, man, I'm here to get a check. Bitch, I want a check.
Tell me why you like Obama. Because it gives me stuff. Who are you going to vote for in this election?
Obama.
Why?
Because he's black.
So what do you get from the government? Tell me everything you get from the government.
All I get, stamps, public assistance, Medicaid. We call it money in the pocket. We call it money in the pocket.
What kind of benefits are you getting?
Let's see. Whatever the hell they got to offer, like, I don't even know. It ain't like they got a checklist, like, nigga, we go off this, this, and that. I'm just here to get what I can get.
Food stamps. It's just food. It's like food. When was the last time you actually worked?
Say about half a decade.
But you're a perfectly healthy young man. Why aren't you working right now?
Because my background. And once you go to jail, it's hard to get a job.
Why should I help you? Why should my tax dollars be going to you?
What a novel question. Why should my tax-paying dollars be going to you? That's the issue. The man cries out for Obama bucks. He wants his Obama bucks. This video is a glaring example of how the abandonment of God's plan, if any would not work, neither should he eat, is killing America. What should we do? Step one, eliminate minimum wage. That's right, I said it. Completely eliminate minimum wage. A person earns what they can earn. A person pays what they can pay. The payer and the person earning it negotiates whatever they're willing to work for. You say, I can't believe you just said that. That's unbiblical. No, you don't know your Bible. Jesus specifically addresses this with a parable. And the parable is abundantly clear that each man contracts the work for such and such amount throughout the day. That's first the light, at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at noon, at 3 o'clock, at the end of the day. And every man has agreed to work for a certain sum. And the person who agreed to work and the person who agreed to pay, it's their agreement. If I agree to work for a buck for a day and the other one agrees to work for an hour for a day, that's them. That's all there is to it. And they work it out. That's biblical. It's in the Gospels. Check it out yourself. The parable is found in Matthew chapter number 20, verse number 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard. Going about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He said to them, you go to the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. And the parable goes through the scene and the description that I just said. And he hires somebody at the 11th hour, in verse number 9. And when they had hired about the 11th hour, came and each of them received a denarius. And now when those hired from the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, if they grumbled at the master's house, saying, these last worked only an hour, and you have made them equal with us to have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? So number one, eliminate the minimum wage. Number two, significantly reduce the welfare state. It's got to be fixed. There's no way around it. It's got to be fixed. If you want America to be a prosperous nation in the years to come, it must be fixed. You don't work, you don't eat. It's really that simple. Hunger is the greatest motivator to work, and it is a legitimate form of motivation. And desire not to be poor is also a legitimate motivator to work. Here's the idea. No more Obama bucks. There you go. There's the idea. No more Obama bucks. They're gone. There aren't any more to give away. We don't have any to give away in Afghanistan, and we don't have any to give away in New York City. Well, those are my thoughts. Thanks for listening. Pastor Sean Harris, Berean Baptist Church. The email is pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. Berean is spelled B-E-R-E-A-N. B-E-R-E-A-N. Thanks for listening.